Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, September the 20th of 2021. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it is very good to be back with you tonight. All is very well. All is well. The reason I was not here Tuesday and Wednesday is that we had the conference, the Ministry of Helps conference, which is about the Ministry of Helps. And the Ministry of Helps is very important. It truly is very important. And I don't know what that noise is, but I am just ignoring it. Whatever it is, as we're just keeping the show going. What was that noise? Someone was touching the button.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I don't know. Oh, they're working on the alarm downstairs.
Well, guys, if you hear that again, at all, listeners, don't you worry about it. Just don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. But I'll be touching on that a little bit, maybe. Tomorrow night, there's a lot of things I want to get to tonight. We have, of course, the football from this weekend. And since I could not predict live on the air on Wednesday night, when I talk about, you know, what happened in the games, you know, when I talk about these games, I will tell you approximately what I would have predicted, though it might not be the exact score that I'd predicted. It'll be who I predicted to win, what in my mind I was predicting. And we'll see how we did compared to what I actually thought would have happened in these games. And were there any surprises? Well, you'll have to listen to that part of the program to find out whether there were any surprises compared to what I thought was going to happen. There might have been one surprise, there might have been a couple, there might have been a lot. But we will see. Because, as I've told you before, I make my predictions and I bring them on the air with me on Wednesday nights during the football season as to what I think is going to happen with these various games that I pick. But, like I said, we have a lot that I want to get to. But the anointing from the Ministry of Helps conference was, I have to say, it really was powerful. you had to be there to... One of the things I want to mention about it was Don Randolph went in the pulpit Thursday night briefly and basically mentioned that she saw our church is full of people who wanted to be delivered from things, people who were desperate for healings, people who were ready to just run after God like never before, and basically said, if all you're doing is just taking up space, you're not really hungry for God, you're not you're not in it like for seeking the Lord, like you're in it for some other reason, you don't want to be there, you don't have that want to. I said, if you don't have that want to, then either get that want to or stop taking up space and get out of the way. That's basically what she said, because there was a vision that God had showed her. And then she told Pastor about it. I don't know all the details about it, nor do I remember all of them that she said, but it was powerful. It really was. And that was one of the big things I got out of the conference. And a little nugget I want to give you. The Bible says we are workers together with the Lord. We work with the Lord, not for. We are workers together with the Lord, not for him, with. And it can be very easy to think, you know, we do this for the Lord. You know, we're doing this for the Lord. We want to represent him well. That's good. But, that's good. However, we're workers together with the Lord because the Lord gives us the assignment. The Lord helps us. That's why we're workers together with him, not for him. And that's why whatever we do, you know, and we help in the ministry, in the church, even if we greet, like we're just greeting, I mean, when we're greeting at the door or whatever it is that you do in your local church, if you do something, you know, as a means to help, you know, help stuff. I don't want to call it volunteering because it's beyond that. Because you do it as under the Lord. And when you do stuff like, you should be doing it as under the Lord. And don't be doing it like you're trying to get brownie points or anything like that. By the way, brownie points in heaven don't work. So this idea that I'm just doing this to get brownie points. Nope. I've never found a scripture for brownie points. Have you? I haven't. I know, listeners, I have not found a scripture for brownie points. But we do it as under the Lord. Even if you're scrubbing that toilet or filling that very hard to find toilet paper. Josh Barclay, last year when he talked at the Ministry of Health was teasing about that, was going on the toilet paper thing for like at least 5 minutes. I thought it was hilarious. But then, I can't find it now. It was on YouTube, but then, no, it got taken out. But nonetheless, it was funny when he was teasing about that. I really thought it was funny. But was a good conference, very anointed worship. Jerry Savelle came and preached on Tuesday night. That was, again, very powerful. And he had given a whole year of his life 2 years ago to do nothing but help his man of God, Dr. Copeland. For a year, that was all he did. Like, he wouldn't go preach, like, on his own. He submitted a whole year of his life to Dr. Kenneth Copeland. And that was very honorable of him that he did that. And so Dr. Barclay referred to him, you know, as a champion. Yes, he did. And so that was good that he talked about that. But I got to move on. I want to do, in order to do everything that I want to do, because we also have the sports to get to tonight, which I have an alarm set for a certain time. Before I do that, those two normal announcements, I want to remind you that this episode is brought to you by your local McDonald's, where you can drive through your local McDonald's and pick up a pull-apart donut today. Price and participation may vary. Tax extra. See store for details. Now, I want to remind you about our book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of the first 30 years of my life. It's about how faithful the Lord has been to me. And I was just thinking about something. If I'm not dead, God's not done. If I'm not dead, God's not done. And and obviously, different ones of us face different things. And some of us listening, some of you listeners, I'm sure, some of you out there that are listening, that's your testimony, is that you're still alive. It's your testimony from death to life. And so that was just a little thing that I was just thinking about there that I just couldn't leave hanging. is one of the, can be your greatest testimony is from death to life, and you just got death staring you down in the eye. But then, you know, Jesus, you know, saves you. But you can go and read the book, Rivers of Miracles. You can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book and how that book can be a blessing to you and to your life. Amen. The other thing I want to mention to you is our PayPal. This blessing has been a if this program over the years has been a blessing to you, and I pray that it has, I firmly believe that. I honestly pray that it has been a blessing to your life, that this program has been a blessing into your life over the past 4 years that I've been doing this. I pray that it's been a blessing for you. Because I know I've enjoyed ministering to you, listeners. And I appreciate you tuning in. I really do. And if it's been a blessing to you, consider going to paypal.com. In the search bar, you'll want to type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. The last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind that the first letter of Rivers, which is R, and then Shukla, S, that both the R in Rivers and the S in Shukla are both capitalized. And there's a space between Rivers and Shukla also. So please keep that in mind. And I'm not going to tell you what to sell. That's going to be between you and God. The verse I want to sow into you tonight is where it says there in 2 John, chapter 1. I wish, above all things, that you would prosper and be in health, that you would I would say you would prosper according to the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Does it say that in there? No, it doesn't. Let's try that again. It says, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So you have to ask yourself, how's my soul doing? How's my brain? What's my soul doing? How's your soul? How are you feeling? How's your soul? It's just one of those things you have to watch in your life. Just watch and see. Pay attention. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to sing. A couple of songs. Tonight. If I'm not dead, you're not done. Oh, I believe greater things are still to come. Oh, I believe. If I'm not dead, you're not done. Greater things are still to come. If I'm not dead, you're not done. Greater things are still to come. Oh, I believe If I'm not dead, you're not done. Mm-hmm. Greater things are still to come. This is my testimony from death to life. Jesus' grace rewrote my story. I testify. Jesus, I testify. This is my testimony. This is my testimony. Mm-hmm. This is my testimony from dead to life. His grace rewrote my story. I'll testify. Jesus rewrote my story. I'll testify. This is my testimony. This is my testimony. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not dead, you're not done. Greater things are still to come. Oh, I believe. If I'm not dead, you're not done. Greater things are still to come. Oh, I believe. If I'm not dead, you're not done. Greater things are still to come. Oh, I believe. If I'm not dead, you're not done. You're not done with me. Greater things are still to come. Oh, I believe. This is my testimony from death to life. Jesus rewrote my story. I'll testify. Jesus rewrote my story. I testify. This is my testimony. This is my testimony. This is my testimony from death to life. Since grace rewrote my story, I'll testify. Jesus rewrote my story. I'll testify. This is my testimony. This is my testimony. Thank you, Jesus. 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 You know, that song, the band at Invasion had done that once, and I was listening to that couple days, last day or two, and it was one night of Invasion, and I listened to it and thought about that, and you know, grace rewrote my story. Jesus saved us, you know, from death to life. And we have life in the Lord. We have life because of him. And life more abundantly. And many, and some of us, he saved us in our natural life. He saved us from death. And it's our testimony that we're still alive. And that is what that song is about. So we're going to have a couple more songs. You can be ready in about 4 minutes, or with that one song, about 4 minutes. Actually, you know what? We're going to do that one right now. I'm just going to unhook it so that we get it to work. All right, go. Up.
Thank you. plug it back in.
And just, wow. If that, if a song like that doesn't encourage you, listeners, talking about, you know, the miracles that we've seen, the miracles we're going to see, too good to not believe, because we serve, we absolutely serve a wonder working, a miracle working God. And I have to tell you, he did that, but he healed me of cancer at such a young age when I was just a little 2-year-old. And I know we'll see my eyesight restored. We'll see my, we will see my ear, my hearing restored. And we will see many other things from the Lord. And I know that we will see. Don't worry about that, listeners. That was a false alarm. Don't worry about that. That was just them testing it. That's all it was. That's all it was. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Please, do not worry about it. But that song, I tell you.
I heard it.
I tell you, listeners, that that thing, that song, like I said, is very, very, very powerful. And for God to, you know, in the last, you know, and all the miracles we've seen, I think we're going to see a whole lot more of that in the final outpouring. Honestly. That's what we're going to see in the final outpouring. That's what we're going to see in the final outpouring of the last days. Cancer disappearing. You know, broken bodies healing. And cities in revival. Addicts free. Prodigals returning home to Jesus. Yes, salvation flooding the streets, and all those other wonderful things, mental health restoration, and yes, so all these great miracles from Jesus. Oh, Jesus is so good to us. Yes, he is. And he truly is the wonder-working God. And he heals us because he loves us. That's why he heals us. He heals us because he loves us. And it's just, you hear a song like that, you just can't help but go, wow. And do not ever let that song just become a song to you. Don't you ever do that. Don't do that. Whenever you hear it, if ever you hear that song, put a draw on the anointing that is upon it. Please do that. Please. Amen. Heavenly Father, I come before you tonight We thank you, Lord God, for what you are to us. Thank you that your hand is on our life. It's great to serve you. It's just so great to have you as our Lord and Savior. And yeah, it's just you're just so good to us. Thank you for your wonderful working power, working on the inside of us, working on the outside of us. You're making us into what you want us to be. And I just thank you for this radio program tonight, that you would bless every listener who is tuned in, that you would bless them all, that you would encourage them tonight, wherever they are on this planet, whatever they're believing you for. I pray that every need that represents this program tonight, pray that every need representing this program, every need, regardless of what those needs are, that you meet every one of these needs tonight, wherever they are, whatever they are, whether it's something in their body, something in their finances, something in another area of their life, something mental, whatever it is. Thank you that you'll just meet these needs, because we know that you can. I know that you can. And I thank you, Lord God. And thank you for this time we have in your word tonight, reading about your parables, the parables, Jesus, that you taught. And now they all have these different meanings. And I'm just, I know we're only into the second, teaching on the parables, but the first one was awesome. And I know your anointing was upon it. Thank you that you used the message and that you use me. You use me to deliver your word tonight. And I make my confession over this program tonight. I confess that sponsors and partners come into this program. I pray that finances come in. I pray that increases in listenership come in. And most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into this program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen and amen and amen. Let's make our Bible confession, because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. Let's say this. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the Word says that I have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. And it is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me just find something here. And tell you when I'm ready. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 16. Woo! Praise God. Matthew 16. Like I said, listeners, don't worry about that. Actually, let's go to 18. And let's begin with verse 1 of chapter 18. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, and they asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Jesus called a little child and had him stand among the disciples. And he said, "I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me. If anyone causes one of these little ones who believes in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of the things that cause people to sin. Such things must come, but woe to the man to whom they come. If your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off, throw it away. It's better for you to enter life maimed or crippled than to have two hands or two feet and be thrown into eternal fire. If your eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than to have two and be thrown into the fire of hell." Well, let's look at this lost sheep in chapter 18, verse 10. "See that you do not look down upon one of these little children. I tell you that the angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. What do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, won't he leave the 99 on the hills and go to look for the one that wandered off? If he finds it, I tell you the truth, he is happier about the one sheep that wandered off than the 99 that did not wander off. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should be lost." Verse 15, "If your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault. Just between the two of you. If he listens to you, then you have won your brother. If he will not listen, take one or two others along, so that the matter may be established with the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector. I tell you the truth, whatever you find on earth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I tell you, if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For wherever two or three witnesses come together in my name, I am with them. Let's read this parable. 21. Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to seven times? Jesus answered them, I tell you, not seven times, but 70 times seven. I know one version says 77 times, but he's talking 70 times seven. That's a lot. That's a lot. 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servant. And he began the settlement. A man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. The servant fell on his knees before him. Be patient with me, he begged, and I will pay back everything. The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, let him go. When that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarius. He grabbed him and he began to choke him. Pay back what you owe me, he demanded. The fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, have patience with me and I will pay you all. He refused. Instead, he went off and he had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. You wicked servant, he said. I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant, just as I had on you? In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my Heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart. So what you see here is in order for you to receive, you know, you have to be able to approach Jesus as a little child. You have to be able to humble yourself. Don't appear as a know-it-all. You can't be just living in pride, thinking that being all prideful is going to help you, because it's not going to help you. If you're being prideful, that is not going to help you. And by the way, pride is like bad breath. No, everybody knows you have it but you. Everybody knows you have it but you. Like if you got that bad breath, yep, they know it. They know it. But maybe they won't say it. So it's like pride, even if they don't say it, even those who decide not to say it, they might be like, well, that's why we have to check ourselves and make sure that we're not prideful. And it can be easy to say I'm not prideful, and you possibly be prideful. But you can't, because Jesus said, whoever exalts himself will be humbled. Whoever humbles himself will be exalted. And then another thing. Peter asked Jesus, you know, well, but Jesus, my brother sins against me. Don't I forgive him 7 times? Jesus looks at Peter and he tells him, no. 70 times 7, which is not 210, not 420, but 490 times. Wow. Wow. 490 times. That's a lot. No, I don't expect you to go up to your brother and say, I repent 490 times, back to back to back. That'll take a long time. Jesus then says this powerful thing. If you bind something on earth, you know, you bind sickness and disease, you bind this, you bind that. If you bind it on earth, it'll be bound in heaven. You loose it on earth, it'll be loosed in heaven. But obviously God does not allow bad things in heaven, which obviously we know. But and then let's talk about this whole lost sheep thing. So this parable of the lost sheep. So a man is there working on his field. He has all these sheep. and he has 100 sheep. They're over there on the hill. One of the sheep decides to just go wander off. Doesn't a good shepherd go look for that sheep? As opposed to just let that sheep wander off. A good shepherd will go look for that sheep. He'll leave the other one behind. And he will go there. He will go find that sheep, bring that sheep back. And he has more joy over the sheep who came back home, over the sheep who returned. He has more joy about that than what he does about the 99 sheep who did what they were supposed to and stayed where they were supposed to and not wandered off. Now, that doesn't mean, obviously, that does not mean that, in fact, you should go astray. Don't run away from God. Instead of running away from God, why not run to God? If you ran away, run to him. If you got prodigal sons and daughters, you need to pray over them. And be loving towards them. And Jesus said, you know, there's more joy over a sinner who repents and says, well, I'm wrong. I was wrong. I'm sorry, Jesus. I'm very sorry. I repent of my sins. I repent. That old way that I was doing, I'm done with that. I don't want those things in my life anymore. I'm done. I'm coming back to Jesus. Jesus has there's even more joy by the angels in heaven over the one sinner who decides to repent than what there is over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. And they don't need the repentance, of course, because they've been living clean. They've been righteous. They've been staying with God. They've been faithful. They've been putting God first. No, I didn't say we're perfect. No, we're not. No one on earth is perfect. The Bible says all on earth have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. Period. He didn't say except, unless you went to a certain church, except for these people, except for, nope, there's no except. No except. No, except. Jesus said, all have fallen short of the glory of God. All have. And sorry about that, listeners. I was just checking my clock real quick. That's all I was doing, just kind of monitoring the time because in a few minutes the alarm is going to go off. But what I was saying was you know, you just have to Jesus has more joy over that person who turns back to God. Yes, he does. Now, about this forgiveness thing again. This next parable I'm about to talk about. So you have this servant, and then he has this person he's trying to get the debt paid off. He's being like, I need you to pay the debt. Pay me. And he's like not being nice about it. And then he basically is like, fine. Instead of having patience, like the man, like the other man was denying, instead of having patience, like that other guy was asking, he was having no mercy. Instead, he was like, I'm throwing you in prison. I even tried to choke him. You think that's forgiving your brother? No, it's not. And by your brother, I don't necessarily mean like your natural brother. I mean like your brother in the Lord. That's what I meant when I said like your brother. Like your brother in the Lord. That's what I meant when I said brother. So I don't just want you to sit there and think that I was just talking about the natural brother. And then he's basically said, you know, you got to have mercy on him. You got to be merciful. And Jesus, like I said before, he used the parables because he thought they would help the people and the disciples to understand what he was trying to teach them. That's why he used all these different parables, because the different stories, you would call them parables. That have been written, you know, I will open my mouth in parables. Parables. I said parable. I didn't say terrible. Didn't want you to think I meant something I didn't mean. But and then so that was a good chapter. And then also think of the story about the parable where they'll be fishing. And you'll find, you won't just find a fish. You'll find a fish. In his mouth will be a coin that is enough money to pay the tax. And Say what you want to about taxes. I'm not talking about that tonight. You know, give to Caesar what Caesar's and to God what is God's. And so that is just an amazing thing. You know, he just got the fish. Like, what do you bank at? I bank at the bank of fish. Where the coin, you're fishing and you find the fish. And the fish has a coin in its mouth. That's enough to pay the tax. And you just go, that's my God. And I love it. Amen. All right, Heavenly Father, I thank you tonight for your holy word. I thank you for these great parables we read about tonight. The parable of the lost sheep, that there is more joy for that sinner who repents than what there is for the 99 who don't need to repent. And I just thank you that this word, that you imparted things tonight into us, this word tonight. And I thank you that we would be doers of your word, not hearers only. And I give you praise and honor for that tonight. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Let's talk about the Tigers a little bit before we get into Football Central. The Detroit Tigers are currently 72-78. The playoffs are basically out of sight for Detroit this year. Oh, I know. I know it. But there's some good news. They just took 2 out of 3 from Tampa Bay this weekend in the series. And also, they won 4 games out of the 7 that they played the Rays this year. And the Rays are the best team in the American League, but the Tigers beat them 4 times. So that should help give some hope. I think if the Tigers hadn't been so terrible in April and early May, and had been a bit better, I think there's a good chance we could be talking about a team that was in position to take a wild card. I think there's a chance we could have had that going. Maybe next year we'll have it going. Maybe next year we will be able to talk about a playoff for the Tigers. I hope it is, because it's been far too long since the Tigers have made the playoffs. Far too long. All right. Welcome to Football Central, everybody. I want to remind you that Football Central is always brought to you by your local Dairy Queen, where you can grab one of the flavors of fall, including the pumpkin pie blizzard that comes with whipped cream, and now the new pecan blizzard. available at a Dairy Queen near you. See store for details. Tax and prices and participation may vary. Tax extra. For Football Central. I apologize that I was not with you for Wednesday night to predict the games that I would have predicted. So, what's going to happen? I'm going to go through the games and who won the games and what have you, like I will. And then after, I go through each game. Game by game. Like, I'll tell you who won this certain game. And right after that, after I comment and stuff and what have you, I'll talk about who I predicted to win it. Okay? We're starting with high school again. You had at Elmer Engel Stadium in Bay City, you had Midland beating Bay City Central 35-9. A great team effort by the Comets. Drew Berry threw for 3 touchdowns, and they ran the ball effectively. It was a great offensive effort on both sides of the ball. And a great defensive effort, as they only allowed 9 points. Only 7 of which were offensive points, by the way, that they allowed. Because the other was they gained a safety. Because Millie got pushed into their own end zone. It was 7, like I said, 35-9. So a great effort by the Midland High Comets. I predicted that Midland would win. I also felt that with Central being 0-3, I felt like it would be a rather easy win for Midland, which it was. All right. You had Mount Pleasant at Dow Friday night. At Midland Community Stadium, however, of course, because Midland and Dow share the same football stadium. And Mount Pleasant, they beat up on Dow. They won 33-10. Now, the previous game that Dow had lost, the previous week, they only lost by 4 points, 27-23. That game could have won either way. Grand Blanc could have won by more, or Dow could have won the game. It was close in a lot of ways. That Grand Blanc game was. But not so on Friday. But Dow gave up more points on Friday than they had in any other game. And only put up 10 points of their own. Dow falls to 2-2 on the year. Mount Pleasant remains at 4-0, and they host Midland High on Friday. Now, Midland hosts Mount Pleasant on Friday at Midland Community Stadium at a game that I will be at, in fact. Like I said, Midland hosts them on Friday at Community Stadium. I predicted that Dow would lose to Mount Pleasant. However, I felt that it would be a close game, like 31-25 or 28-24, something along those lines. I figured that Mount Pleasant would have had a that Dow would have had a better time moving the football than what they did, but they didn't. So that's what ends up happening. Midland wins. Dow falls. For Dow, Dow has to go to Bay City Western to take on an undefeated Bay City Western Warrior squad, who are 4-0 for the first time since 2012. Yep, that year, Midland had, Western and Midland were both undefeated until week 8, in which Midland went into Auburn undefeated, and they disrupted Bay City Western. They disrupted them and won that game big time. Also of note, Davison fell to Grand Blanc. Grand Blanc beat them very handily. So, Davison, your runner-up from last year in Division I, and also the state championship winner from 2019, is not looking so good. They already had their third loss. Midland plays them in 2 weeks. And, dare I say it, I hope Davison can lose both of those next two games so that when Davison comes to Midland, hopefully it can just be, I don't want to say a sleeper game, but one that I can feel for sure like we're going to win. We can just have a good time and dance with the band, you know, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Sometimes I just like having those kinds of games. I do. Yeah. All right. Let's move on to college. All right, Michigan, big, huge win over Northern Illinois, 63-10, total obliteration. In fact, Michigan moves up by a good amount on the college football polls. Now there is discussion that there are people out there who are thinking that Michigan could make the college football playoff. Oh, but Michigan had games like this in the past in like 2015 and 2016 where they would totally humiliate their opponents to start with at first, but oh, when it came time to play Penn State, to play Wisconsin, to play MSU, to play the other Big Ten opponents, they would just go down the tube just like that and find a way to lose some of these games, to either barely win some of these games or, in fact, lose them entirely, in fact, lose some of them in terrible fashion, including those last couple losses to, yeah, that team to the South, who struggled against Tulsa until they finally won 42-20. As that stadium to the South, there was only 76,000 people in that stadium. Michigan State, they got a good win over Miami, 32-20. And Michigan State is now ranked number 25 in the latest AP poll, the same place Michigan was. So it's good to see that you have both Michigan major schools. By major, I mean like the really big ones, not like CMU and Wayne State, Eastern Michigan, Western Michigan, you know, like the 1AA's, but like the regular Division I's, Michigan, Michigan State, both ranked in the top 25, which is very good to see, to be honest. It's very good to see. It really is. Nice. I'm glad about that. Big Ten play starts this weekend. I'll talk to you on Wednesday. What I predict will happen with these games. By the way, I thought Michigan would beat Northern Illinois handily, but not as handily as they did. For Michigan State's part, I thought they would beat Miami, and they did. So, guess what? Guess what, listeners? 4-0 right now. We started at 4-0. As far as the predictions. As far as my predictions, I mean. We started out 4-0 for my predictions. Now, this week's pro game of the week, other than the Lions, was Chiefs at Ravens. I honestly thought the Chiefs were going to win that game, but they did not. The Chiefs beat them 36-35 in a game in which Mahomes threw an interception. The first time he's thrown one in September in his career. And Lamar Jackson threw two picks for the Ravens. Lamar Jackson threw two interceptions, but they still won the game, even though we lost the interception battle. And yes, there was an interception on a two-point conversion try, but those interceptions don't count. Those interceptions do not count. They don't count. They do not count. They do not count. Just so you know. All right. All right. Now, okay, and then, we have, for tonight, Lions pack in Green Bay. Packers blown out by the Saints, 38-3. But then the Saints this week found a way to get blown out by the Panthers. Detroit is an underdog, but I honestly think Detroit could win this game. Green Bay did not look good at all last week. They looked terrible. My prediction, Roaring Lions, 42. My prediction, Roaring Lions, 26, all packed up, 11. For my predictions, we want 4-1. We will see how tonight's game goes. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.